Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investing for passive income, get up to 10% dividends each year, and make money for retirement with dividend growth stocks by Freeman Publications is a practical personal finance guide positioned around dividend growth investing as a route to recurring cash flow and retirement income. Its stated promise is not speculative trading, but building a portfolio of dividend-paying companies capable of producing attractive annual yields. With the title emphasizing dividends of up to 10%. The book belongs to the retail investing and retirement planning category. Aimed at readers who want income from public equities, rather than rental property, active business ownership, or complex derivatives. Because the available public information on the title is limited, its core can be assessed through its explicit subject selecting dividend growth stocks. Understanding dividend income, and using reinvestment and compounding to support long-term financial independence. The purpose is educational and applied, helping readers move from a general desire for passive income toward a framework for evaluating yield, sustainability, diversification, and retirement cash flow. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dividend growth investing as an income-centered retirement strategy. The central topic of the book is dividend growth investing, a strategy that treats stocks not only as assets that may rise in price, but also as sources of recurring cash distributions. This distinguishes the approach from growth stock investing, where returns depend mainly on future price appreciation, and from bond investing, where income is contractual, but usually offers less growth potential. Dividend growth stocks are attractive to retirement-focused investors because a rising dividend can help offset inflation and reduce the need to sell shares during market downturns. The book title signals an income goal, but the phrase dividend growth stocks is important because it implies attention to companies with the ability to maintain and increase payments rather than merely offering a temporarily high yield. The practical reasoning is that retirement income must be both usable today and resilient over time. A portfolio that produces cash flow can support withdrawals, while growth and payouts can help preserve purchasing power. The risk is that dividends are not guaranteed, so the strategy requires selection discipline rather than simply buying the highest yielding stocks available. Secondly, evaluating dividend yield, payout sustainability, and growth quality. A dividend income strategy depends on understanding the difference between a high yield and a sustainable yield. The title highlights dividends of up to 10%, but in dividend investing, a large yield can be either an opportunity or a warning sign. The book is therefore best understood as addressing the need to evaluate the mechanics behind dividend payments. Dividend yield shows current income relative to share price, but it does not reveal whether the company can afford the payment. Payout ratio, earning stability, cash flow strength, and debt levels are more useful for judging sustainability. Dividend growth rate adds another layer because a lower current yield with consistent increases may produce stronger long-term income than a high yield that remains flat or is later cut. This topic matters because passive income from stocks is only passive after the investor has done active analysis. Retirees and income investors must distinguish between companies that distribute cash from durable operations and companies that pay unsustainably to attract investors. The underlying lesson is that income quality is as important as income quantity. Thirdly, building a diversified dividend portfolio instead of relying on single stock income. The book is positioned around making money for retirement with dividend growth stocks, which makes portfolio construction a crucial theme. Dividend income becomes more reliable when it comes from multiple companies and sectors rather than one stock or one industry. A concentrated portfolio may look efficient if it produces a high initial yield, but it exposes the investor to dividend cuts, sector downturns, regulation, commodity cycles, or company-specific problems. Diversification across areas such as consumer staples, healthcare, utilities, financials, energy, and technology can reduce dependence on any single income source. The reasoning is similar to building multiple streams of cash flow within one asset class. A diversified dividend portfolio can also balance different income profiles. Some holdings may provide higher current yield, while others may offer faster dividend growth. This balance is especially relevant for retirement planning because spending needs are immediate, but longevity requires income that can grow for decades. The topic also implies ongoing review. A dividend portfolio should not be treated as a set and forget collection of tickers. It requires monitoring for deteriorating fundamentals, excessive sector weight, and changes in dividend policy. Fourthly, using dividend reinvestment and compounding before retirement withdrawals begin, dividend investing has two distinct phases, accumulation and income use. During accumulation, reinvesting dividends can increase the number of shares owned, which may increase future dividend payments if the underlying companies maintain or raise distributions. this compounding mechanism is central to the appeal of dividend growth stocks. Rather than viewing each dividend payment as spending money, the investor can use it to buy more income-producing assets. Over long periods, reinvestment can turn modest initial payments into a larger income stream, especially when combined with annual dividend increases. The book title connects this process to retirement, where the same cash flow may eventually be redirected from reinvestment to living expenses. AB expects this transition is important because the portfolio must be planned before the income is needed. Investors who begin only at retirement have less time to benefit from compounding, while those who start earlier can allow dividends to accumulate and grow. The practical implication is that passive income is built gradually. But the strategy does not eliminate market risk, but it changes the investor's focus from short-term price movement to the expanding productive capacity of the portfolio. Lastly, managing the risks behind high dividend targets and passive income expectations. A book promising access to dividends of up to 10% must be read with attention to risk. High dividend yields can be appealing for investors who want retirement income, but they often come with trade-offs. A yield can rise because a company is genuinely profitable and shareholder-friendly, or because its share price has fallen due to business stress. Income investors must therefore examine whether a payout is supported by earnings, cash flow, and a durable business model. Dividend cuts are especially damaging because they reduce income and often coincide with price declines. The word passive can also be misunderstood. Dividend income may arrive automatically, but the portfolio still requires research, allocation decisions, tax awareness, and periodic review. Qualified and non-qualified dividends may be treated differently for tax purposes, and retirement account placement can affect after-tax results. This risk management theme is essential because dividend investing is sometimes marketed as simple income generation. A realistic approach recognizes that stocks remain volatile assets. The advantage of the strategy is not the absence of risk, but the possibility of organizing equity ownership around cash flow, growth, and discipline. In conclusion, investing for passive income is best suited for beginner to intermediate investors who are interested in stock market income and want a retirement-oriented alternative to purely speculative trading. It will be most useful for readers who need a clear framework for thinking about dividend yield, dividend growth, reinvestment, diversification, and the risks of relying on high payout stocks. The practical benefit is that it directs attention toward measurable investment features rather than abstract hopes for wealth. Readers can use its core themes to estimate income needs, compare dividend-paying companies, understand why a high yield may be fragile, and think about how dividends can support retirement cash flow. Its intellectual value lies in reframing stocks as productive assets that can provide both income and long-term participation in business growth. Compared with broader personal finance books, it stands out through its narrow focus on dividend growth stocks and passive income. Compared with more technical valuation texts, it appears positioned for accessibility, emphasizing applied retirement income questions rather than advanced financial modeling. The title also differentiates it by addressing investors attracted to relatively high dividend targets while still tying the discussion to growth and sustainability. It should be read as a practical starting point, not as a substitute for due diligence or personalized financial advice. If you would like to support Freeman Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.